Ralph Towner made a name for himself nearly 50 years ago as a member of the Paul Winter Consort. Towner plays the guitar. He composed perhaps the consort's best-known tune. Icarus was so well-liked, the Apollo 15 astronauts took it to the moon. Today, Ralph Towner is in his late 70s, still going strong. Here's NPR's Tom Cole on Towner's latest solo record and a group recording on the way.
Ralph Towner is best known today as an acoustic guitarist, but he grew up a piano prodigy in a small town in western Washington state.
Nobody knew what to do with me. Had I lived in the East Coast, I think I might have been immediately sent to a music school very early. But as it was, I had a kind of simplistic childhood, kind of Norman Rockwell style.
Bucolic, with a soundtrack. His father played trumpet, and his mother was a piano teacher.
I would go to this old piano that we had, and in the beginning, I used to just hold down the pedal and hit something and let it ring. And I remember just being enthralled with hearing this chord sustain and then slowly disappear.
He already came into this life with a level of talent that many people don't have.
Gary Peacock knows from prodigies. He's Keith Jarrett's bass player, a composer in his own right, and a longtime collaborator of Towner's. He says the latter has a talent few possess.
Ralph has incredible ears. I remember on a tour one time, I walked into his dressing room just to see if everything's okay and blah, blah, blah. And he's playing three notes on his guitar over and over again. And then maybe adding something. Over and over and over. It's like anybody walking by would think, what is he doing? What he's doing is listening to what is there and now what comes next.
Ralph Towner began playing piano when he was three. He took up trumpet 2 years later. Yet he wound up at the University of Washington studying art before switching to music composition. It was there that he first heard a record by a musician who'd become one of his biggest influences, pianist Bill Evans and his legendary trio.
I always wanted to record My Foolish Heart. It's one of the first tunes I'd heard that combination of Evans, LaFaro, and Paul Motion play. So that tune had a lot of meaning for me and is very important for me, at least starting out as a jazz musician.
Towner finally recorded it for his latest album. It was also at college that Towner first heard a classical guitar.
I never was really attracted to the guitar until I heard a classical guitar. For me, it's like a small piano and then what you can do with it in terms of moving secondary voices around in your music, and you could play all these notes with all the fingers of your right hand.
Towner's developed an instantly recognizable style, one that seems to involve playing all of those notes with all 10 fingers of both hands, playing melody, harmony, and rhythm almost simultaneously.
You hear the bass, you hear the chords, you hear the melody, and the illusion is created that there's a whole ensemble playing, a whole world that he creates just with the guitar.
Woodwind player Paul McCandless has been collaborating with Towner for nearly half a century, first in the Paul Winter Consort, and then in the group that split off from the consort, Oregon. Oregon. Ralph Towner has been Oregon's primary composer since the beginning, and the classically trained McCandless says there's a reason.
These pieces that Ralph created, I always say that if you change one note, it wouldn't be as good. In some ways, the way Mozart and his music are irreducible. And I think that Ralph's gift for melody and singable melodies really transport the listener to another world.
Piece is like a little story. It's like a little world unto itself. And once you start writing a piece, the first few sounds that you make, you can project it into a complete story. You sort of create a little history out of the first few germs of an idea.
Towner just turned 77, and the history behind his latest album brings that tune he heard Bill Evans play all those years ago, My Foolish Heart, up to the present.
There's a little irony in it, since I just had a pacemaker put in about 2 years ago. We had a concert in Germany, and I fell on my face on the first sound check, so I had to go to the hospital. I'd kind of blacked out. Turns out that my heart was beating so slow, and so I called the whole CD My Foolish Heart. I hope it's over its foolishness.
So do his fans. Tom Cole, NPR News.